You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne-based Beverly Ferguson's financial problems started when her husband died 10 years ago. The pensioner received a credit card in the mail and says she was quickly drowning in debt.
Very worrying. How am I going to pay it? How can I pay a $10,000 debt when I've got no money? And it was a worry, a constant worry every day. I dreaded the phone ringing because I'd know that they were ringing me again, and I didn't know what else I could do.
The 70-year-old has since received financial advice to get back on track. But a new report by the financial regulator, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has found a staggering 1 in 6 Australians is still struggling with credit card debt. ASIC executive Michael Sadat has been studying the figures.
I think one of the key findings of our report is that over 1 in 6 Australians are struggling with their credit card debt, which means that they're either behind in repayments, they're making consistently low minimum repayments, or they're completely using their full credit limit over an extended period of time. And for those consumers who are struggling with their credit card debt, they're paying very high rates of interest over a very long period.
Outstanding balances on credit cards now total $45 billion. And of the 21.4 million credit card accounts ASIC reviewed, consumers could have saved a whopping $621 million in interest in a single year if they had switched to a more appropriate credit card with a lower rate. Consumer advocate Christopher Zinn is advising customers to take control of their own finances.
You know, take control yourself. Now, there are many low rate cards. The big four banks offer them. A range of other providers offer them too. You can get down to 8% in terms of the purchases. That's pretty good, certainly as opposed to 21%. So move to low rate cards, get in control of your cards. Don't let them control you.
The report warns moving debt from one card to another can also lead to trouble for some customers. ASIC is proposing tougher regulations to ensure consumers are only given credit limits that can be repaid within 3 years. The new laws would come into effect in January. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.